When I started serving the Lord in the church, after I left my job, I was attending a particular group of churches, and there they didn't allow me to speak. All I did was, during lunchtime, go around serving the rice and curry at lunchtime and dinner time. That was my job, and I did it faithfully. I was quite happy. And years later, I spoke in public. My point I'm trying to say is, you must be content to look for a small ministry in whatever church you're in. Don't look for something big. Start in the kindergarten, like we teach our children. Don't try to jump to the 10th grade or something. You'll make a mess there. That's what a lot of people do when they try to go into a ministry God has never called them to. But if you're faithful in the little things, God will gradually lead you to something higher. Definitely. You remember Jesus told a story of people who were given different gifts. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. It says here in Matthew 25, 16, that, 15, a man was going on a long journey. This is a picture of Christ having gone away to heaven, and before he went to heaven. Verse 15, Matthew 25, 15, to one of his servants, he gave 5 talents. To another, 2 talents. To another, 1 talent. Now, doesn't it look very unfair? I mean, we like to give all our children equally, like when you serve food. You give equal food to all the children, and you want all your children to get the same education, and you buy clothes for all the children, and you want all your children to have equal opportunities. And yet God, when he gives gifts to his children and his servants, and to his own children, every one of us has some gift, he doesn't give equally. He gives 1 5, another 2, another 1. According to what he sees they can handle. God has equipped us with a certain ability. Like I said, he's given men a certain gift and women a certain gift. And even among men, some have got 5, some have got 2, and some have got 1. And we read here, if you read that story, the chap who had 5 got 100% profit and produced another 5, verse 16. The chap who had 2 also made 100% profit, verse 17. And when the master came back, the person who got 5 talents said, verse 20, understand this. Master, I've gained 5 more talents. And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, what about the guy who had only 2 talents? He did not produce 5 like this other guy. He produced only 2, but he got the same reward and commendation in verse 23. You compare verse 23 with verse 21, and you find this chap who produced 2 got the same commendation and approval from the master as the chap who produced 5. The chap who had 5 had to produce 5 more. The chap who had 2 had to produce only 2 more. So if God has given you a limited amount of gifts and abilities, he does not expect you to produce as much as that other brother to whom he's given 5. So we must not be in competition with anyone. There's far too much competition, I find, in different churches, that people get up and try to preach to show that they can preach better than somebody else. Those of you who preach, I want to ask you, do you ever have a desire to show that you can preach better than somebody else, or that people will appreciate you more? My dear brother, let me tell you, you're a hindrance to the body of Christ if you're like that. You must not be in competition with anybody else when you share God's word in the meeting. You must say, Lord, you've given me a certain gift. I don't have 5 talents like that guy or 10 like the other person. You've given me 1. I want to use that 1 to serve you, and I will not be as impressive as the other guy who can produce 5 and 10. You rejoice in the fact that that person got 5 and the other person got 10 perhaps. And you say, Lord, you've given me 1. I'm going to be faithful with this 1. See, that's the mistake this person with 1 made. What did that man do? Verse 18. The man who had 1 talent, he could have used it and produced another 1. And he would have got the same commendation that the other 2 people got. But what did he do? He looked at his 1 and he looked at the other guy with 2 and the other guy with 5 and his eye up so little. And so he didn't do anything with it. He just dug a hole and kept his master's money there. Just think, if in this story, if he had gone and produced one more, and when the master came back, he would have got exactly the same reward and commendation as the other fellow who produced five or two. That's something to bear in mind when we look at the church, and we find, you look at every church in the world, some are more gifted, and some are little less gifted, and some have got very little gift. But that person who's got a very little gift must learn a lesson from this person who's got one talent. There are people who sit in the church and do absolutely nothing. Zero. They don't even, I'm not talking about preaching. They don't even seek to find, in what way can I bless this church? Maybe in some practical way. Maybe sweep the floor or something. You say, I have only one talent. I don't have the gift to sit in the pulpit or stand in the pulpit and preach. But I can do this little thing. And if you use that one talent, whatever God's given you, and you're content, godliness with contentment, it says brings great gain. There'll be great spiritual profit and gain in your life if you are content with the gift God has given you. Think of the orbits God has made. The earth does not complain that I don't have as wide an orbit as Uranus or Jupiter or something like that. And Mercury is much smaller. Don't say, oh boy, you made me have such a small circle around the sun. God has ordained these things in perfection. And if you can believe this with all your heart, that God has made no mistake in the limitations you find in your life. For example, God has made people in this world of different races. And certain races have certain characteristics. And certain other races have certain other characteristics. And some may feel, I'm limited. There are people with all types of color skin in the church. There are brown and black and yellow and white and red, all these colors in the church. Why didn't God make every human being the same? All human beings came from Adam and Eve. And later on, all human beings came from Noah and his family. And yet, when you look at the world today, there are so many different colors and so many different, some are tall and short, and God has made such a variety in the world. It is to teach us to be content. All these people can be godly. All these people of different colors and different heights and different abilities and different intelligence can all be godly. God could have easily given every human being the same amount of intelligence. But he's not. There are some people who are not intelligent at all. Some people are brilliant. But if they are content with, Lord, you have given me one talent, I'm going to use that. Sometimes he'll multiply it as you see your faithful what you have.